This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports the U.S. has charged the leader of Hamas and other militants in connection with the October 7th massacre in Israel.
The Justice Department announced criminal charges against Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar and other senior militants in connection with the October 7th, 2023 rampage in Israel. The charges mark the first effort by American law enforcement to formally call out the masterminds of the attack. The criminal complaint filed in federal court in New York City includes charges of conspiracy to murder U.S. nationals. It also accuses Iran and Lebanon's Hezbollah of providing financial support and weapons that were used in the attack. The impact of the case may be mostly symbolic, given that Sinwar is believed to be in hiding, and at least two of the other defendants are thought to have been killed. I'm Norman Hall.
Officials said on Tuesday the polio vaccination campaign in Gaza is going well, with a quarter of targeted children already reached. AP's Shelley Adler.
Stefan Duzarik is a spokesperson for the UN Secretary General.
The World Health Organization's Director General, Dr. Tedros, said today that around 74,000 children are estimated to have been vaccinated yesterday, which is the second day of the campaign. This brings the total number of children vaccinated so far to over 160,000.
The Secretary General also wonders if Israel agreed to limited pauses in the fighting to facilitate the polio campaign, why can't there be a ceasefire? I'm Shelley Adler.
A bus has crashed into a group of students and their parents in eastern China, killing 11 and injuring 13. The police say the students and parents were waiting Tuesday morning at the gate of a middle school in Shandong or Shandong province, and that six parents and five students were killed. They say the bus was specially modified for transporting students. The cause of the accident is being investigated, and a driver in custody.